Hello and welcome to Friday's Fragrant Quiz. This week, it's all about lavender. Yes, that oil that you either love or you hate. Reminds you of your great-grandmother or reminds you of sleepless nights. So let's get on with the quiz. And by the way, I am getting rid of the multiple choices because people said that they didn't like it and it made it too long. That's okay. We're just going to be having questions and answers. Question number one about lavender. What species of lavender is most commonly used for producing lavender essential oil? Is this a trick question? Question number two. Which part of the lavender plant is used to extract essential oil? Question number three. In which season is lavender typically harvested in Provence, France? Question number four. What is the main chemical component of lavender essential oil that contributes to its calming effects? Question number five. Which famous historical figure was known to use lavender to scent their bathwater? How are you doing so far? That one was a little bit tricky. I'll give you a clue. The historical figure is British. I'm not going to give you any more clues. Are you writing them down? Question number six. What is the traditional method used to distill lavender essential oil? Could this be another trick question? Question number seven. How many hectares of lavender fields are there approximately in Provence? Question number eight. Which festival in Provence celebrates the lavender harvest each year? Question number nine. What is a common culinary use of lavender in Provence? And question number 10. How does the climate of Provence contribute to the quality of its lavender? Oh, that's a little bit of a tricky one. So let's give you the answers now. Question number one. What species of lavender is most commonly used for producing lavender essential oil? This is a little bit of a trick question, because there are two common species of lavender. One is Lavandula angustifolia. Lavandula angustifolia. Or as I used to say, augustifolia. And the other one, which is true fine lavender. So if you see the word fine lavender or true lavender, it will be Lavandula angustifolia. But if you see Lavandin, which the Latin name is Lavandula ex intermedia, this is actually a hybrid of Lavander angustifolia and Lavander latifolia, which is Spanish. So you've got spike lavender and you have fine lavender, and they produce a baby called Lavandin. And the lavender, the true lavender, fine lavender, is most popular in aromatherapy. It's got a softer, less camphorous fragrance. It's more sweet than the Lavandin. The Lavandin is quite popular in sports massage because of its camphorous effects, not really suitable for pregnant women or babies, and because of the high camphor content, but great for sports massage. And also, if you have a bit of a stuffy nose and you don't want to go to the usual peppermint or eucalyptus, you can have a sniff straight out of the bottle of some neat Lavandin, and that will help to clear your sinuses because of the camphor content. And you can see the difference in the flowers. If you were to look, just go on Google and Google lavender and Lavandin, and you will see the difference, because you get a higher yield. So Lavandula angustifolia, true lavender, is prized for its fine fragrance and the therapeutic properties, its relaxing properties. But Lavandin, if you look at the stem, it's got lots and lots of little flowers, and they normally have three, sometimes four stalks coming off one stalk, if you will. Whereas the fine lavender only has one single stalk with a few little flowers on it. So the oil yield of the fine lavender is a lot less than lavendin. Therefore, the price is a lot more, probably 3-4 times even more than lavendin. So if you want a cheaper lavender, then go for the lavendin. But remember the cautions that I just mentioned. Question number 2 was, which part of the lavender plant is used to extract essential oil? And the answer is the flowers. Lavender essential oil is extracted from the flowering tops of the plants. Now, they don't pick off each flower individually. So into the pot will go, for the extraction, will go the tops of the plants, which include all the stalks as well. But the fragrance comes from the flowers and the essential oil comes from the flowers. Question number 3 was, in which season is lavender typically harvested in Provence, France? And the answer is summer. It's usually harvested in July, sometimes in June, when the flowers are in full bloom and before they all start to wilt and die and dry up. Have you ever had dried lavender? My God, it's messy. I love it. It's beautiful. The fragrance is fantastic. But if you shake that thing, you've got millions of like dried lavender buds all over your floor. So have your Hoover ready. Or your dust buster. Question number 4. What is the main chemical compound of lavender essential oil that contributes to its calming effects? And the answer is linalool. This compound is known for its soothing and relaxing properties. And you'll hear the word chemical component because it really bugs me when people say, oh, this is like a natural perfume or a natural skincare product and it is chemical free. There's no such thing as chemical free. I've just mentioned a chemical component of linalool, which is present in lavender. So we're talking about air, salt, water, they're all chemicals, but we're talking about natural chemicals and natural compounds. So don't get scared when you hear the word chemical. It's not like coming from a chemical plant. Anyway, question. I just thought I would, get on my soapbox about that because it really winds me up. Question number 5. Which famous historical figure was known to use lavender to scent their bathwater? And the answer was Queen Elizabeth I. She was very fond of using lavender for its fragrance and therapeutic benefits. Now, never put neat lavender oil in bathwater. Why? Because it's an oil. It's actually not an oil, it's an aromatic isolate, but they call it an oil because it's not soluble in water. So what's going to happen? It's not going to mix with your bathwater. It's just going to float on the top. So while it will be giving you nice aromatic, aromatherapeutic benefits, it's just going to sit on the water. And this is specifically if you're going to be using like peppermint. So a little trick for me is I mix lavender essential oil with a little bit of bicarbonate of soda or baking soda. Same thing, just whether you're American or British, and mix it with that, then mix it with some Epsom salts and then put that into your bath water and it helps the solubility of the essential oil. Question number 6. What is the traditional method used to distill lavender essential oil? Steam distillation. And this process involves passing steam through the lavender flowers to extract the oil. I'm going somewhere very special on the end of this month and I will show you behind the scenes of a lavender distillery in Provence. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I want to start screaming, but you'll probably like pull your earphones out. So I'm not going to scream, but I am incredibly excited. I've been before. And it's an incredible experience. I'll be showing you how the oil is actually distilled. But that's the traditional method. But you can also use solvent extraction to get lavender absolute, which is a beautiful turquoise colour. I have some in my studio. If you're making fragrances and perfumes, particularly fine fragrances, then I would always opt for perhaps either a mix of lavender essential oil and lavender absolute or just the absolute. It's richer, it's more fragrant, it's just an incredible, incredible colour. Check it out. Google it. Question number 7. How many hectares of lavender fields are there approximately in Provence? And the answer is around 20,000 hectares. Now, my land at the studio here is 2.5 hectares, so we're talking a lot bigger than my garden, but that's a lot of hectares. What is that, like 10,000 more than what I have? Yes, that's a lot of land, and it's renowned for its extensive and picturesque lavender fields, and you just need to Google it. There's a place called Gordes. If you pronounce it Gordes, G-O-R-D-E-S, but if you're French, then you'll just say Gordes. And it's a monastery where they have a lavender field, and it's incredible. And I'm going there as well, and I will be reporting on the ground from there on my YouTube and Facebook. So check that out at the by Melanie Jane. Question number 8. Oh, by the way, not 20,000 hectares. Do you know how many litres of essential oil of lavender is produced each year in Provence? Around 80,000 kilos. Question number 8. Which festival in Provence celebrates the lavender harvest each year? And the answer is the Valensole Lavender Festival, which is held in July every year, and it celebrates the region's lavender heritage. Let me see if I can go back to Provence in July for that festival. How exciting will that be? And I can report for you. And yeah, maybe show me with a basket picking lavender, as long as I don't have to bend over. Got a bad back, not because I'm lazy. Question number 9. What is a common culinary use of lavender in Provence? You might know this, you might not know this. A common culinary use of lavender in Provence? They use it as a flavouring in herbes de Provence. So herbes, but herbe de Provence. Have you ever seen it? They're mixed herbs in a little shaky thing. And you will have lots of, you know, thyme, dill, etc., basil in there, and rosemary, and you will also get lavender, which is in that blend. Did you know that? Final question. Question number 10. How does the climate of Provence contribute to the quality of its lavender? And the answer is the Mediterranean climate. The warm, sunny days and cool nights of Provence create ideal growing conditions for high-quality lavender. It is also the high altitude as well that actually contributes to the quality of the lavender. And if you speak to some perfumers, they will actually be able to tell you where this lavender is from, whether it is from Bulgaria, whether it's from England or Wales, or whether it is from France. So quite amazing. So I hope you enjoyed that quiz. And that's it. I'll see you next time, or you'll hear me next time in next week's Friday's Fragrant Quiz, if I remember, because I forgot last week. I'm so sorry, but I've had a lot on. Anyway, take care. Have a wonderful week ahead. A bientôt.